我想我再继续有一点啊，那个教导关于那个圣灵带领聚会的事。
I'll continue my teaching a little bit about Holy Spirit led meeting.
我们看还是要再看约翰福音第四章二十四节。
Let's turn to John.
第四章
Chapter
4,
verse 24.
对，也知道主耶稣在这里讲到那个时代的转变。
Notice that Jesus talks about change of time.
就是从旧约的时代转到新约的时代。
From Old Testament to New Testament.
是的，就是你也知道我们这个公元呢，公元的时代就是从耶稣这样开始。
I remember our time,
AD, 就是从 AD 的 year, AD 的 year from
AD starts, from Jesus.
一直到现在哈，美国
Until now,
国会的记录。
According to a record of US Parliament.
The congressional record, US, 他们讲到这个年份的时候。
They talk about year.
Yeah. 他们还是说 in the year of our Lord.
They still use,
2015.
主后多少多少年？
他们不说 AD，
they don't use AD，
一直到现在
，until now，
因为这个所谓的公元就是主的日子，主的年份
，and it means the year of the Lord。
好，这个时代的转变，我们
change of time，
也许二十一节读起吧
，maybe we start from verse 21。
耶稣说：“夫人，
where Jesus said，
你当信我。”
Believe me, woman.
时候将到
The time is coming.
你们拜父也不在这山下
When you will worship the Father neither on this mountain
也不在耶路撒冷
nor in Jerusalem.
你们所拜的你们不知道
Yes, Samaritan worship what you
know. 我们所拜的我们所知道
We worship what we do now.
因为救恩的是从犹太人出来的
For salvation is from the Jews.
特别注意二十三节
Pay attention to verse 23.
时候将到如今就是的
You know, time is coming and it has now come.
这个时候
This time
就是那个新约的时代
is the time of the New Testament.
就是圣灵的时代
is the time of the Holy Spirit.
时候将到如今就是了
The time is coming.
那真正拜父的
When the true worshippers will worship the Father.
真正拜父
Those true worshippers.
他特别讲到当然以前在旧约哈，你不能说
Old Testament,
他们不是真正拜父的。
We cannot say they didn't worship Father.
这里你所说的就真正拜父的。
What it means by the worshiper here?
圣灵里面，圣灵的带领。
It's about the worshiper, the worshiping spirit.
因为只有圣灵它是真理的灵。
Because only the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth.
这个真理的灵。
The spirit of truth.
最好呢，这个理，这个它不重在这个理，它是重在真。
It doesn't emphasize on the.
你可以说就是真实的理。
Which is the spirit of truth.
只有在圣灵里面才是真的。
It only becomes true when it's in spirit.
在肉体里面都是假的。
In flesh, everything is not true.
所以我们要竭力的进到圣灵里面。
So we should make all our efforts.
这里说到那个真正拜父的要用这个心灵应该是翻到灵
this spirit should be translated into
这个用应该翻到在用这个中文是用
Chinese that says use
use
it actually means
in
spirit
in spirit and in truth 不是 use In, 我们要进到圣灵这里面。
So we need to enter into the spirit, not use the spirit.
然后他说，真正拜父要在灵和诚实里面呢来拜他。
He continues that the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
为什么要在灵里拜他
？Why worshiping in truth and in spirit?
因为时代改变了。
Because the time has changed.
耶稣这个。所谓的新约的时代
Jesus, the so-called New Testament has
还有耶稣告诉我们
And also Jesus
tells us
because of the Father, wants those people to worship being in spirit. It's not just God's will. He wants us to worship in spirit.
还有呢,这个要啊, 也可以翻作是寻找,
and, but also this word 要, can also be translated as seeking.
好像呢,神在注意啊,就像那么多教会啊,到底哪一些教会啊,
it's kind of like Father is watching over all the churches on earth, and he is seeking those churches who truly worship in spirit. And what God seeks is the ones who worship Him in spirit.
保罗说,
Paul says,
我们不再照着遗文的旧样,
we no longer follow the ritual and the traditions.
那是照着灵的新样,
but by spirit, we have new form.
然后他就又进一步告诉我们, 24节,
then he continues in verse 24.
神是个灵,
God is spirit.
神是灵,
God is spirit.
所以神在第十条诫命里面,
so the tenth of the ten commandments.
第一条就是说不可以为我造什么像,
the first one is that don't make any idol.
因为神是灵,
because God is spirit.
所以他没有像,
so he is not an idol.
那么耶稣, 耶稣是不是就神的像呢?
Is Jesus the idol of the world?
外面他是人,
even though he is a physical body.
所谓神的像并不是说神他有两个眼睛两个耳朵一个鼻子跟我们不是这个意思,
对不起太快了。没有那个神的像要怎么讲。
The image of God.
The image of God is not just like us, that we have two eyes, one nose, and one mouth.
It doesn't mean the human image. 不是说人的形象，讲的不是单单是人的形象。你如果人的形象的话，现在有应该有60多亿吧，60多亿人口。
Now we probably are approaching 6 billion in terms of human image.
6 billion people, every one of them is different.
6亿人每个人都不一样，60亿人。
Even twins, there's some difference.
即便是双胞胎看起来都会不一样，所以不是那个外面的形象。 So it's not about our image.
乃是说到神的那个内容，他的荣耀，或者说他的荣美。
It's about God's inward being and His glory and His beauty.
乃是在耶稣他的一生当中表现出来。
Which is manifested in the life of Jesus Christ.
神是灵,
God is spirit.
但他的内容,
but His being is everything that's in Jesus.
我们怎么知道神他是怎么样的呢?
How do we know how God is like?
乃是在耶稣他的一生当中,
it's in Jesus all His life.
他所说的, 他所做的,
what He has said, what He has done.
总的来说呢, 如果用一个字的话,
everything included, the one included in one word, that is love.
如果用一个字的描述,
all life of Jesus is about love, because God is love.
如果耶稣没有来,
if Jesus hadn't come,
我们看不见神,
we won't be able to see God,
因为他是灵,
because God is spirit.
那我们对于, 神的认识,
what we know about the Lord,
那个观念呢,
we need to have this type of concept.
他是灵,
he is spirit.
他是无所在,
he is everywhere.
而且是对, 那些信他的人,
to those who believe in Him,
神的灵就在旁边,
God's Spirit is in them.
神的灵在我们当中,
God's Spirit is among us.
当耶稣说, 你们无论在哪里, 有两三个人奉我的灵聚会,
there are two or three of you gathering together,
我就在你中间,
I'm in your midst.
他的意思当然不是说他的肉身在你中间,
it doesn't mean that His flesh is in our midst.
乃是说他的灵,
but instead, he's talking about his spirit. His resurrected life is in us. If we have this idea when we come to a meeting, easily we can see Jesus better and better. Let's turn to Corinthians
12.
chapter 12, Corinthians 1, chapter 12.
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐。
那是对十二章第一节。
十二章第一节。
Verse 1. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers.
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐。
Now about spiritual gifts, brothers.
这个恩赐啊，
There's、
在英文
gifts.
圣经里头呢是那个斜体字的。
It's italics.
Italics.在中文的圣经呢，你注意旁边呢，
Chinese
translation 是用点的，点点点。
Look at those dots.
每一次我们读到中文圣经，
Every time we read Chinese translation,
点点点的，那字上呢，它原文没有这个字。
That means in the original text,
那是
those text, those words,
添上去的。
Do not exist. They're added by
the, 那是加上去的。
Those who translate the Bible.
啊，为的是叫我们能够啊，看起来比较明白。
And the purpose is to add to our understanding.
换句话说，保罗在这里，他说讲到属灵的或者是属灵的事。
Paul was talking about things of spiritual.
那就是看不见的。
Meaning they are invisible.
那就是圣灵的，圣灵的。
That is things of the spirit.
他说讲到这个属灵的事呢，我不愿意你们呢不知道。
I do not want you to be ignorant.
这个不知道的话，英文翻的无知。
English translation
uses the word ignorant. 我不愿意你们呢无知，要知道。我们要明白。
Know this. You have to understand.
尤其我们要想知道圣灵怎么样带领我们聚会。
Especially if we want to understand better how Holy Spirit leads the meeting.
必须要知道。
We have to know. We have to understand.
神就是灵。
The Spirit, God is Spirit.
是他亲自来带领我们。
He is Himself.
那他讲到圣灵的时候。
When he mentioned about Spirit.
下面他做了一个对比。
Then he gives a,
他说你们做外邦人的时候。
He gives a metaphor. You know that when you were pagans,
你们做外邦人的时候，就是、啊、你们呢还没有信耶稣的时候。
When you are pagans, that means when you are still a non-Christian.
你们是信别的东西。
You believe something else.、
哦、那个随时呢被牵引受迷惑。
Somehow or other you were influenced and led astray.
那是
to meet idols.
心里面呢被迷惑了。
You are influenced in
your heart. 今天所有拜偶像的。
Every idol worship
nowadays,
they are influenced
in their heart.
In the Bible, it also says,
这个撒旦呢，叫这个世人的眼睛啊，迷惑了，蒙蔽了。
迷惑了
就是啊，deceived, 或者是
their hearts have been deceived.
那个人家说。叫人的这眼睛啊，好像叫人的心眼弄瞎了。
Yeah, their eyes and their hearts become blind.
这是撒旦今天在这世界上所做的工作。
That's Satan's work.
啊，但是圣灵来了啊。
So when the Spirit comes.
或者第三节。
Or in verse 3.
第二节呢是说被牵引受迷惑呢，去服侍那亚巴偶像。
First 2, where he says you were influenced and led astray to.With the idols.
今天我们这些啊眼睛灵里眼睛被打开的人。
Today we whose spiritual eyes are open.
我们就看到那些拜偶像的。
We see those idol worshippers.
我们就会问说怎么会拜那些偶像。
We wonder why they worship idols.
石头木头。
Stone, wood.
或者用什么金银做的。
For silver or gold.
那都是偶像。
They're made of their own idols. Why people worship those dead things?
比如说我看到在台湾呢、啊、这个拜的风气很浓厚啊。
Idol worshippers are many.
台湾每一年呢、啊、
Each year,
他们都要出海。
People sail out to the ocean.
那个叫什么他们拜的
马祖。They worship 马祖。
拜马祖。Oh,
it's an idol.
每年啊
Every year.Tens of thousands of people sail to the ocean to worship Mazu. But Mazu, who they worship, has to be carried by individual. And, but it's weird that people worship an idol, a dead idol.
需 需要人抬的,
has to be carried by human beings. We can't understand why people worship
one another.
We those who have our eyes open, it's difficult for us to understand why it's that way. And according to Paul, it's here. They were influenced that astray and deceived by whom? By Satan. It is Satan.
然后第三节就是我们要说，它是一个对比，第三节是正面的。
It's a positive.
所以呢，我告诉你们，
Therefore I tell you,
被神的灵感动的。
I know who is speaking by the Spirit of God says.
这里告诉我们第一行，圣灵会感动。
The first half is that a Spirit speaks to us.
圣灵在我们的里面。
Spirit in us, Spirit.
刚才我们唱的那个短歌哈，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Your body is the temple of the Christ.
圣灵住在你们里面吗？
Holy Spirit is in you.
我觉得我们好多基督徒对于这个观念还是不够重。
And I have a clear understanding about that.
神的灵住在我们里面。
That God's Spirit is in us.
我们这个身子哈是。
This body.
是圣灵的殿,
is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
这个观念还是不够,
this idea is not strong enough in us.
这个就是说到神住在我们里面,
it means God lives in us.
如果我们这个观念够的话,
if we have,
神与我们同在这件事啊, 我们再也不会有疑问了。
If we have a clear understanding, we will never doubt that God is in us.
这里第一告诉我们说神的灵会感动我们的。
It tells us that the Spirit speaks to us.
没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。Jesus
is cursed and no one can say Jesus is Lord.
今天我们啊，前面呢整个聚会的过程呢，都在啊赞美敬拜耶稣。
The first half of meeting, we spend time worshiping Jesus,
高举他称颂他,
lift him up.
这都是圣灵的感动。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
都是圣灵的带领。
That's that by the Spirit.
有时候我们在这样一个聚会里面,
sometimes in a meeting like this,
你就是随着里面的感动,
follow what's in your heart.
大家一起敬拜,
we worship all together.
你也不例外,
you're not,
你举手也好,
you're not accepted.
你开心也好, 你唱歌也好,
sing is fine. Sing
就是很简单一两句祷告也好,
or just one or two prayers, simple prayers are fine.
全会众都来敬拜。
Every all congregation worship. Because we're all under the Spirit, we're all led by the Spirit to worship Him.
他说,
Jesus be cursed and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也不会感动一个人去咒诅别人的。
We also that Holy Spirit will not speak to someone to curse others.
那都是邪灵的工作。
That's all the work of devil.
Okay. 那第二点我们要注意的。
Second point we need to
若不是被圣灵感动的,
except by Holy Spirit,
也没有人能说耶稣是主的。
No one can say Jesus is Lord.
我们能够口里说耶稣是主。
We can say Jesus is Lord.
还有啊, 我们带一个人啊, 信耶稣的时候,
we'll lead someone to Jesus Christ.
他做祷告,
when we pray. When there's someone prays.
或者他跟你祷告,
or there's someone prays with you.
他如果开口说耶稣是主,
he opens his mouth and declares Jesus is Lord.
或者说, 他称耶稣是主啊,
or he calls Jesus Lord.
或者说主耶稣啊,
or Lord Jesus.
这都是圣灵的感动。
That's the Holy Spirit.
一个, 尤其是一个以前拜偶像的人,
especially who was an idol worshiper.
他如果信主了,
they, it becomes a
Christian, 他开口祷告,
and when they start praying,
他说, 主耶稣啊,
and when they say, Lord Jesus, that's the Holy Spirit speaking.
可是你一般人, 你不会太觉得的,
but sometimes you don't sense that, you don't
如果你没有读这个圣经,
if you don't read Bible,
你就觉得, 哦, 这个人信耶稣了, 他做了祷告了,
you would just take it as granted,
你不会想到他的祷告口称耶稣是主是圣灵的感动。
You understand that actually the Spirit himself, that individual declares the Lord.
如果我们对圣灵的感动是够敏锐的,
if you are sensitive to the Spirit,
我们都会开口称颂。
We open our mouth and praise
the Lord. 都会说主啊，唯有你是配。
We always say, Lord, you are worthy.
有时候我们的感动啊，哈，跟不上。
We cannot catch up with the Spirit.
或者说有一点感动。
Or maybe we are prompt.
但是我们有所顾虑。
But we have some other concerns.
有时候我们还会分析。
Sometimes we analyze.
我这个是不是圣灵的感动？
We try to analyze if that's the Spirit.
我该不该祷告？
Or should I pray?
我该不该举手？
Should I lift my hands?
尤其啊，你没有这个举手的习惯。
Especially you're not used to lifting up your hands.
好多时候我们就这样不知不觉的消灭了圣灵的感动。
A lot of time we're quenching the Spirit.
所以那个聚会啊，本来是活的。
That's why when the meeting is supposed to be alive.
因为圣经说哈，圣灵是叫人活的。
Because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is making us alive.
字句是叫人死的。
Word kills a person.
这个所谓的死呢，就是、让人的灵啊对神没有反应。
Is that the people's spirit no longer reacts to God?
这个所谓的死呢，就是人只是停留在字句和知识里面。
Is that human can only remain at the,
而没有跟这一位有活的神发生关系。
And they're not connected to this living God.
对。那么他说，圣灵来是叫人活的。
When the Spirit comes, is to make us alive.
如果我们每一个人呢、都跟随圣灵
，If everyone else follows the Spirit,
这个聚会一定是活的。
This meeting would be alive.
你开口祷告或者你做什么，这个聚会一定是活的。
And worship,
因为圣灵来就是叫人活的。
Because there's a purpose of the Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵啊，在罗马书第八章被称呼是赐生命的灵。
Chapter 8, it calls the Spirit of giving life.
哦，我们如果没有圣灵的话，我们真的是活不起来。
Without the Spirit, we're dead.
我的意思说，我们那个灵活不起来。
What I mean is that our spirit will not be alive.
但是圣灵会感动的。
But the Holy Spirit.
如果你顺服圣灵，
if you obey,
不要有任何的顾虑。
Try not to analyze.
啊、有时候我们呢，真的很会想。
A lot of time we think too much.
因为我们有这个思想啊。
Because we have thoughts.
不知不觉就落在那个理性和思想里面呢。
Unconsciously, we fall into analysis.
结果圣灵的感动啊，都被消灭。
And the spirit was quenched.
哎呀，我常常觉得这个圣灵常常被冷落。
I always felt that spirit was ignored.
被放在一边。
Was set aside.
人没有顺服。
We're not obeying.
因为人是很多的考虑。
Because we think too much.
人还活在理性和思想里面。
We're still in our sense and thoughts.
所以圣灵啊，并不自由。
So Holy Spirit doesn't have room.
我们这个要圣灵带领的聚会，我们必须要顺服圣灵。
To have a real life meeting, we need to obey.
每一个人都要顺服。
Every one of us.
Yeah.
Submit to the Spirit.
那我把下面第四节到第十节就读一读哈。
Let me read to you. First four to
以后有机会我们可以再来细细的说。
I have a chance we'll discuss it.
第四节到第十一节。
Verse 4 to 10.
好，那个，也许你这个 version 是什么
？NIV。
好吧，那你就来读吧。
There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working.But the same Lord works all of them in all men. Now, to each one of the manifestations of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers.To another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of the tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one, just as He determines.
This paragraph, 浓缩的来说的话
Let me condense it.
就是圣灵在聚会中的运行和彰显
Summary is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the meetings.
圣灵在聚会中他会运行
His move in the Spirit.
他在感动
Holy Spirit speaks.
那个顺服的人
Those who
obey, 当他顺服的时候
Those,
圣灵啊就彰显出来
Holy Spirit will manifest himself.
因为圣灵是看不见的。
Because Holy Spirit is
visible. 他只有透过人
Only through men.
Yeah, through men and women. 啊，就是他被圣灵感动的时候。
When Holy Spirit speaks.
他顺服了。
And, we, okay.
他所表现出来的。
The manifestation.
那就是圣灵的彰显。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在聚会里从他是用不同的方式来彰显。
In the meeting, Holy Spirit manifests in different ways.
比如刚才我有提到啊
what I just mentioned.
昨天晚上那个新娘子
告诉
John,
the bride of John.
她哭了。
Yeah, she cried.
其实我没有做什么。
Actually, I did nothing.
我只是在那主持婚礼。
I just left the wedding.
但是她哭了。
But she cried.
当然别人也许不知道，也许她自己都不知道。
But others might not know.
她以为是
not even herself.
主持婚礼的人让她哭了。
She thought that I made her cry.
其实是圣灵感动她。
Actually, Holy Spirit spoke to her.
也许我的祷告
Maybe a prayer.
里面也许有一两句话
Something from a prayer.
圣灵借着那个话呢就触摸她了
Using what I said, Holy Spirit spoke to her.
她就受感动了
And she was prompt.
那我也没有去注意她
I wasn't paying attention.
她受感动
But she was moved by the Spirit.
她觉得她在哭了
And she cried.
那也是圣灵的工作
It's the work of the Spirit.
换句话说，在昨天晚上那个婚礼哈，外表看来哈，外表看来跟一般差不多。
It's normal and usual.
他们还有跳舞呢。
There's also some dancing.
那在我们比较保守的人呢，我们好像觉得不太习惯这样。
To us who are more conservative, we are not used to that.
但是啊，在这个婚礼之前，很多弟兄姐妹啊为他们祷告。
Before the wedding. Many have prayed for them.
神确实听了祷告。
And God truly has listened to our prayers.
也在聚会中哈，也运行，也感动人。
And also, He spoke.
也借着哈，我那个祷告也祝福了聚会。
And also through my prayer, He blessed the wedding.
因为上会以后啊，
Because after the wedding,
也有好几位也跟我说。
Many came to me and said the same thing.
他们觉得，他们就是说，都觉得很好。
They thought it was good.
Yeah. 因为他们也许不知道是圣灵在做工。
They didn't know, it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
就觉得很好。
They just felt the meaning was
good. 很 enjoy.
And they enjoyed the wedding.
那就是
圣灵
祝福了他。
There was, God's blessing.
那就是圣灵啊在聚会中运行。
That's the Holy Spirit that speaks to the people.
我所以提这些事就是让我们好能够能够渐渐的能够认识圣灵
，Is that gradually we can feel more and understand more about the work of the Spirit?
Yeah, 那个圣灵的那个 operation， 这个这里所讲的恩赐啊
，What it means by gifts
都是圣灵的运作
，Is about the operations of the Holy Spirit，
是彰显在。不同的人身上
That's manifested,
用不同的方式
on different people,
这里他讲到的这个恩赐一共有九种
There are nine gifts talked about
当然还有别的恩赐
Of course, there are some other gifts
所以我们对于圣灵的认识
Therefore, our understanding of the Spirit
多方面的
should be many
多方面的 in all aspects,
in all aspects
of our life That so we can recognize
so we can understand
the operation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的运行
尤其在聚会中
Especially in the meeting.
我说那么多最主要的就是我们要参与
We need to participate.
我不知道啊我们这个这一篇的这个信息有没有带来
Do you have this message over there?
有没有带来？那个我
只是
我只是念一两段给你听。
I'll rewind to back up, Steve.
每一次哈，你来，我这里还有，如果没有的话，我给你。
If you don't have a copy, I have some extra here.
Yeah. 谁说你有的？
Who don't have one?
你翻到那个 page 啊、，page five。
第五页，
第五页呢，第三段。
Third paragraph.
There are many ways in which we can function.
我们可以在很多方面，我们可以来运作。
我们都可以参与这个 function 啊，就是啊，你发挥你的功能。
This function means you do your job.
而这个 这个功能呢、啊？在那一段经文那一段说，都是这一位圣灵所分赐给个人的。
As in the Bible says, the gifts that's been given to everyone.
你要记得那个十一节最后一句哈，是圣灵啊，随己意分给个人的。
The gifts was given by the Spirit as just as He determines.
这个人有这个恩赐，那个人有那个恩赐。
We all have different gifts.
那都是啊，神按照他自己的意思分给个人。
Just as he determines.
所以他这里说 there are many ways in which we can function.
所以这边讲到说、有很多不同的功能我们都可以来发挥。
意思就是说你按照圣灵给你的感动。
According to the Spirit.
圣灵、给你的恩赐。
According to the gifts given to you.
这个恩赐就是一种超然的能力。
The gifts are a supernatural power.
不是你天生就有的。
It's not something given by earth.By birth.
乃是圣灵所赐给你的。
It's given by spirit.
譬如说方言、翻方言、
speaking tongue, interpretation
of tongue, 赶鬼的、
healing, casting out demons.
还有说智慧的言语。
Words of knowledge and wisdom.
还有说那个知识的言语。
Words of knowledge.
还有说预言。
Prophecy.
这些都是圣灵啊所赐的。
Those are given
to all
spirit.
超然的能力。
Which is supernatural.
天然的人本来所没有的。
Natural human being, doesn't have.
但是虽然这些恩赐都不一样。
Even though the gifts are different.
都是同一位的圣灵在运作。
They're all given by the same spirit.
而且在个人身上啊表现彰显出来。
In each one of us is manifested.
那么他就举例哈。
Here he gives an example.
We can pray and bless the needy.
我可以祷告并祝福这个聚会。
意思就是说
What it means is
其他都没有做。
Even though you
或者你
do nothing else.
那些恩赐你都没有。
Without the gifts you have.
起码你可以祷告。
At least you can pray.
求神来祝福这个聚会。
And ask the Lord to bless the meeting.
那我觉得你来聚会最要紧的一件事。
What's the most important when you come to the meeting?
就是哈圣灵在你里面。
Is that Holy Spirit in you?
耶稣在你里面。
Jesus is in you.
最重要的就是耶稣应许在我们的聚会当中。
The most important thing is that Jesus has promised that he will be with us.
你如果有这样一个观念
If you have this idea,
你来的第一件事
When you come the first thing
你所遇到的是耶稣
You will first encounter Jesus.
你所想到的是神的灵在你里面。
The first thing you will think of is the Spirit of Jesus in you.
至于我们见到啊什么弟兄姐妹呢那就是次要的了那不是最重要的。
Greeting with each other is not the most important.
如果每一个人都带着这样一个心态来聚会。
If everyone comes to the meeting with this attitude.
我告诉你这个聚会会充满了神的同在。
The meeting will be filled by the presence of the Lord.
这个聚会啊圣灵啊就可以用各种不同的方式啊要彰显出来。
This meeting, Holy Spirit can manifest himself in many ways.
第二句呢就是 we can lift our hands in worship.
Okay, 在这个当中举什么的手来。
这就是刚才我所说的。
That's what I just mentioned.
感谢主我们有很多习惯就会举手。
We raise up.
有的人还不习惯。
Some people are not used to.
刚才我就说有的歌你不熟的话没关系你可以举起手来。
Some of the songs that we sang, if you're not familiar, that's fine.
就参与。
Just lift up your hands and participate.
Yeah. 当然你的心已经参与了。
Of course, your heart might have taken part.
有时候呢我们呢要全人。
But sometimes,
身心灵都要参与。
Our whole being should participate.
Yeah. 那个或者 他说 praise the Lord with a loud voice.
或者是用大声的赞美主。
有时候我听到那个 Emma 赞美主很好。
Sometimes Emma pray out loud. Which is good.
他们还有其他的人哈。
There are also others.
我希望你们每一个人都能够大声。
Everyone of you should pray out loud.
尤其呢平常不大说话的。
Especially who, are quiet.
你来到耶稣跟前呢要大声的赞美。
Praise to him.
好像像我这样的。Hallelujah!
Just like me. Shout out loud.
有时候我想神让我呼喊啊。
Sometimes I thank God that me,
I
shout.
鼓励你们这些年轻的人要呼喊。
So to encourage you, the younger ones,
你看这么大年纪他的呼喊。
Even though as old as I
am. 你这么年轻啊你都不出声。
Just stay silent.
好。那还有呢他举这个例子。
Continue.
他说 all testify.
或者是做见证。
就是。站起来很简单。
It's very simple, just stand up.
说一说神的作为。
And, talk about what God has done for you.
用各种不同的方式。
In many ways, different ways.
但是他说来好 the main thing is that we all function in the Holy Ghost.
最重要的是我们都在神的同在中来运作。
那个最重要的最主要的。
The most important part.
但是我们都顺服圣灵的感动。
Is that we all obey the Spirit.
而呢发挥我们每一个人不同的功用。
And function as it determines.
但是这里他有一个警告。
But also here's a warning.
But if you come to a meeting with the idea, I'm not going to do anything.
如果你还要聚会就已经打定主意你不要做任何的事情。
Others can do so much better than I.
别人做的一定会比我的做的还好。
所以你来了呢。
So when you come,
你真的是坐在那儿坐礼拜。
You sit through the meeting.
今天呢你看
在
好多传统的教会。
Many traditional.
他来了就是坐那儿就听到。
People come, sit, and just listen to a sermon.
讲完道了祷告了然后就回去了。
When the sermon is done, they all go back home.
跟神没有发生关系。
They're not really connected to God.
所以呢我们要参与。
Therefore, we need to take part.
Yeah. 他说如果你要是带着一个什么都不做。
If you come to a meeting with
the, 也不开口。
Of not saying anything,
你来到聚会中
啊。Come to a meeting.
你就是什么呢他说 you rob yourself and the meeting of the blessing God desires to impart.
你其实剥夺了那个你来到聚会当中神抓给你的祝福。
神要给你和聚会中的祝福
The blessing God has given to you and the meeting
都被你剥夺了
will be deprived of
我想我们都不愿意这样做
We don't want to see that
那就要顺服神
So then obey follow the Spirit
神就会祝福你
So God can bless you
也会祝福你的聚会
Can also bless the meeting
Amen 感谢